Dear true sunshine, brothers and sisters in Christ, and also friends or brothers and sisters in Christ who listen to this recording. Today, this Sunday is the Palm Sunday. I will read the collects at the bilingual Book of Common Prayer, page 154. It is right to praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was proclaimed as King of Kings by those who spread their garments and branches of palm along his way. Let these branches be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. I will share with you the gospel reading, Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 to 11. The topic is the Lord needs them. Jesus is going to enter Jerusalem with a colt, or we call it donkey. Some people say that it is a breed of horse and donkey, which is much larger than the donkey that is a colt. When the Lord Jesus entered Jerusalem, the cloud shouted, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Hosanna means, "Come and save me. Lord, please save. Please give us rescue." And the cloud used palms, branches to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem. Some people say that palm branches welcome a person into the city, which is also represent welcoming the king back home, especially when the king travel outside the city for some time. Now the king coming back home. We bless palm branches on Palm Sunday. Palm branches become a sign that God Jesus is our Savior, Lord of life, and we welcome him to be our Lord in our hearts every day. Jesus is the Lord of our lives. He is in control. So he is the King of our lives too. St. Paul say that we are God's people regardless of life or death. We cannot ruin the life that God has given us, even though we say that whether we live or death, we are God's people. We can give everything and even our life for God, but we cannot seek self-destruction, ruin the life that God has given us. We cannot say, "Oh, I believe in God. That's why I am not afraid of death. So I will not look at the traffic lights when closing the street." And I closed my eyes and passed through the road. So have we ever thought that if it does not matter when a person seeks self-destruction? But the person who hits us will have a big disaster because we are not afraid of death. our death will affect other people in great trouble, and the other party may be fined and jailed. Therefore, we want to be wise, to live well for God, that is to be to love God and to love others. When the society leaders say it is necessary to wear a mask and try to distance 6 feet, we are not just for ourselves, we are for others too. In the current pandemic crisis, this is simply a manifestation of love orders, a small actions of deed. I am not nagging. Sometimes a small act is a little virtue. We are not afraid of death because according to God's time will lead us naturally out of the world. Of course, some missionaries know the call of God even if they know that they are in danger. They will go just because in order to share the gospel and let people know the Lord. Jesus, led by God to crucify and die for us according to God's time. Jesus lives well from childhood till he came out and shared the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Although we do not have much of what Jesus did during his lifetime, we believe that he cherished the life that God has given him to do every day, to work for God and to glorify God. So when we live happy and peaceful, we all bring blessings and peace to others. We need to pray for the people whose lives are facing dangers, disaster, also for those who help them, for the medical teams, and also for the leaders of our society, community, to deal with disasters wisely. Sometimes we do not understand why natural disasters and dangers will occur. Last Friday, the English Bible study online conferencing, we shared. We say that we do not understand many things, but one thing is that we live in this moment and we have to live well for God and serve God. Care about the needs of the community, respect others, and have the opportunity to share the faith and hope we have in Jesus. And we think this is the most needed for many people who live in suffering and disasters. Jesus told the disciples to bring the colt to him. When someone asked, Jesus said, "Tell the person that the Lord needs them," or we can translate, "The Lord wants to use them." The Old Testament records that God used colt. The colts usually explained to people as unwise animals or animals that do not know self-protect or fight enemies. We have all heard story about tiger at the court or donkey because of their unwise. God used unwise animals to achieve God's purpose of saving the world because it was the court or donkey that rode Jesus into Jerusalem. At least this is the smartest and most obedient moment that the cult did. It gave itself for God to use it. The Lord needs them. We are not donkeys or colts, neither of us are unwise. We are called by the children of God. So our identity is noble and acceptable by God into God's house unconditionally. When we think about God needs them or wants to use them, how could we express ourselves that God can use us as well? I have said that without big action, small action can be a blessing to others and can be used by the Lord. In any case, each of us is a precious child that God will use. I remember when I was in elementary school, a little boy, inconspicuous. A teacher asked me to help him take a stack of books and follow him to the office. I felt very happy and honored at that time because the teacher did not call the class leader, instead asked this inconspicuous boy student to help him to do things. I do not know if you are not serving others, you are doing something with love, and you feel happy when others are happy. Now we are serving the Lord of our life, our King. Are not we more happy and honored? The Lord needs you. Amen.